Touring the Talmud, Shavuot 18-24. In our discussions thus far, we've examined the nature of our various roles in life and how one might assume them. We discussed last week the Torah's approach to inclusion and exclusion in society and groups. As the tractate finally begins to discuss the subject matter for which it is named, Shavuot, oaths, we explore the question of our interaction in society and how we define ourselves through speech. Speech as interaction and involvement is examined, including specifically some principles that we glean from the Talmud's treatment of the issues regarding oaths, bonds, and vows. We look at how and why we restrict or permit ourselves in our interactions with the world, and in what way must we care for how we will commit to doing something in the future or verifying what we have done in the past. Finally, it explores what the problem is with breaking an oath that was made with nothing more than words. These questions and more are the underpinnings of our legal discussions this week. Words are things. Words are things. You must be careful. They get on the walls. They get in your wallpaper. They get in your rugs, in your upholstery, and your clothes. And finally, into you. Maya Angelou. Words are things. What we say about ourselves, our environment, our feelings, and others affects what we do and how we think. When we speak, we give birth to our thoughts, and they take life. In Hebrew, word and thing are both called davar. It is when God spoke that creation began. We become aware of our thoughts and sensitivities best when we speak them out. Thoughts do not exist for us in the same manner that words do. One can hear and understand the language in one's mind, but not be able to properly articulate it. We can comprehend an idea, but find it difficult to explain. Words are more powerful than thoughts, and because they are so potent, their effects on us are enormous. When they can heal, withholding them is like keeping medicine from someone who is ill, and when they hurt, they cut like daggers. Words mend hearts and break them. As it is written in Proverbs, there are those who speak like the thrusts of a sword, and the words of the wise ones heal. We use the great power of words to define and tame the wide-open, miscellaneous nature of our world. The names we call things and the words we use to define them all help sort the vast universe into a system that we can speak of, share, and understand. We also use words to tame ourselves. In the utter freedom of the human mind, we suffer the fact that we cannot rely on ourselves without a great deal of rigor and work in self-mastery. We tend to initially believe that we will feel tomorrow, or an hour from now, as we do today, only to be shocked at how, as the days pass, our minds and feelings can change to such a degree that sometimes we feel as though we become different people. In order to find consistency in the randomness of our own minds, at times we choose to use our words to create restrictions or commitments for ourselves in order to guide our actions and behaviors. We both self-limit and self-motivate with speech in order to hold ourselves accountable and disciplined so that we may build a self that we and others can rely on, a self that can maintain faithful interactions within society. But as freedom would have it, at times we also make oaths that are to our detriment, and even then we are held to the reality that we create. When a person utters an oath to bad or good purpose, whatever a man may utter in an oath, when he realizes his guilt in any of these matters, he shall confess that wherein he has sinned. Leviticus 5. To bad or good purpose, to do bad or good for himself, that is, as in saying, I will or will not eat. Rashi, there. The last five pages of our studies this week, which open the third chapter of our tractate, address the subject matter for which the tractate is named, Shavuot, oaths. Here we deal almost entirely with how one verbally articulates an oath and the difference that the specific utterance makes in how it obligates or binds us. We are to treat these words as realities, and failing to do so is so serious that it requires atonement and rectification. When he realizes his guilt in any of these matters, he shall confess that wherein he has sinned, and he shall bring as his penalty to God for the sin of which he is guilty a female from the flock, sheep or goat, as a sin offering, and the priest shall make expiation on his behalf for his sin. Leviticus 5. In a world filled with infinite possibilities, and as human beings with broad inherent liberties, few of our available paths lead us to viable ends. The words that we use to speak of ourselves and the world make all the difference. They can both save and condemn us. We therefore are implored by Torah to strive to speak truth and to act as we speak, so that we may develop hearts and minds that see the world and our lives as they are, and not as we wish them to be. Keep far from falsehood. Exodus 23. You must fulfill what has crossed your lips and perform what you have voluntarily vowed to God your Lord, having made the promise with your own mouth. Deuteronomy 23. We are encouraged to speak language that is holy. Therefore impress these my words upon your very heart. Bind them as a sign on your hand, and let them serve as a symbol on your forehead, and teach them to your children. Deuteronomy 11. Teach them to your children. When a child begins to speak, his father should speak to him in the holy language and teach him Torah, Sifrei Ekev. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi said, be as careful with a light commandment as with a weighty one, Pirkei Avot 2. And that he said, be careful with a commandment that one thinks is light, well, that is like the study of the holy language, Rambam in his commentary on Mishnah. We are told to never speak language that is wicked or evil in nature. There is a much more serious sin than gossip. One who speaks wicked language, Lashon Hara, is someone who sits and relates, this is what so-and-so has done, his parents were such and such, this is what I have heard about him, telling disparaging things. Concerning this transgression, the verse in Psalms states, may God cut off all sly lips, the tongues which speak haughtily. Rambam Deot 7. The ante is raised the more emphatically real and severe we intend the words to be. If it is a vow, and we lie or make it in vain, we receive lashes. If it is an oath, which applies to a definition of our very selves, when we break it or make it in vain, we must atone with a sacrifice. If we speak the name of God in our oath, he does not forget. The Gemara asks, from where do we derive that one who takes a false oath is flogged? Rabbi Yohanan says in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, the verse states, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not absolve of guilt he that takes his name in vain. Now, that it is written, for God will not absolve of guilt, the verse teaches that it is the Lord who will not absolve one who takes his name in vain, but the earthly court flogs him, and in doing so, absolves him. Daf 21. Words are things. The ones we choose create our realities. One of the most important endeavors, therefore, of a human being is to spend time learning to speak in a way that we can best express the truth. When we speak truth, we fortify our lives with it. Those who live in lies fear such fortifications, and in their fear attempt to destroy them. But true words stand strong and steadfast, and they weather many storms of falsehood. True words abide and endure for all time. Truthful speech abides forever, a lying tongue for but a moment. Proverbs 12. When we speak the truth, we draw from the breath of God within us, who blessed us with the gift of speech. And God the Lord formed man from the dust of the earth. He blew into his nostrils the breath of life, and the human became a living being. Genesis 2. A living being? A speaking spirit, says Targum Unculus. This gift enables us to create, build, encourage, and heal, so that we might resemble and connect with he who spoke and created the universe. Shabbat Shalom.